right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
When he was scared, when he was petrified.
He was scared away by that.
Listen, she was like, I didn't realize the harmony.
She loves my bag.
She's obsessed with your bag.
Whenever I'm allergic to cats, they're obsessed with me.
Yeah, because like literally Winnie does not, she's like not kind really to any of my friends, and I just came out of the bathroom and Winnie was legit just in your lap, and that's when she knows you're not interested, that's when she trusts you.
I get it. I do the same thing
with men.
With men
the most. How are you, by the way? You've been gone, you're finally back, your nails are fire.
Thank
for anyone
you.
Wondering
I've been fine.
Okay. Oh,
I've been good.
All right.
I have no complaints.
You're back. How does it feel to be back?
It's so hot.
Oh my God, it's disgusting.
But I think it's hot like in the entire country.
That's the good news.
That's the good news is that it's global warming.
Good news
and
is
that we're all going to die.
It is global. So
what are we going to do?
Well, some would say, do we make changes, you know, in the help with the environment?
Yeah. If you're producing fossil fuels, enough.
Enough with you.
Can you stop?
Stop it.
We're sick of it.
We're sick of it. We're sick of you. If you're packaging things to go, stop it.
Enough.
Enough of it.
Okay. Or use less packaging.
Thank you.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what's important. How are you? How's tricks? The apartment looks great.
Thank you. The apartment is literally thriving.
You've really been working.
I really have. It's been really great. It really has. I'm starting to feel like I'm in my own space, which is really cool.
That's gorge.
It is gorge. It's kind of like iconic and gorgeous. And
it is.
Very me.
It's iconic. It's gorgeous. Tons across the board.
Yeah, we love it. It's like, it's just fun. Penelope is now like framed, if you will.
Yeah.
In my black and white. I'll have to like.
What if you painted a giant emu body under her?
I thought about doing wings. For a little bit. But then I said no, because I reached a point where, because I was living in chaos, like I had paint cans everywhere and I was like, oh, because it's like a project. And then I said, I'm done with projects. I want to live in the space and I'll figure out what to do with that wall or whatever else I'm going to add to the living room. But I want to be able to live in it.
Flightless birds are such an interesting thing.
It feels not right.
It's very interesting. Like, why?
Well, then am I a bird if I can't fly? Remember in The Notebook, if you're a bird, I'm a bird. It's like, yeah, but what if I'm a bird that flies and you're a bird that doesn't fly?
That would suck.
You know what I mean? That love story just wrote itself off a cliff. It's done.
It's ironic. It is. To be a bird that can't fly.
Can you be? That'd be like a fish who can't swim.
Or a duck that can't quack.
Exactly.
Anyway, speaking of ducks that can't quack, how's your dating life going?
Good. Quacking away.
You've been quack, quack, quacking.
Your girl is quacking.
Listen,
yeah.
if it quacks like a duck, if it walks like a duck, if it fucks like a duck.
Yeah.
It's a duck.
Bitch, that's a duck.
Have you gone on any notable dates or anything?
Recently? What did I do on Monday? You know, I have and I haven't. I did go on a second date with this one guy who... the chemistry was off, and that was exciting for everybody. By exciting, I mean not
so
great.
So it just wasn't fun?
No, it was fun. It was just stressful.
Did you hook up?
Yeah, that's when I knew the chemistry was off.
Oh.
Yeah, in that moment.
So what happened?
It was stressful, and
Oh, God, this must be really weird.
It was, I know, I mean... It wasn't that weird. Just like the chemistry wasn't there. We didn't even really do that much. Like it was sort of like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hot girl summer's wrapping up and...
Well, it's going to be
a hot girl fall.
So see you when I see you.
Fuck girl fall.
Fuck girl fall, honey.
I'm excited for fall.
Are you? Why?
Who doesn't love the fall?
I don't know. A psychopath.
What kind of a sicko doesn't love the fall?
You better believe my sweater game is going to be on fire.
I had a teacher once who hated the fall because she said it would just meant everything was dying.
Okay, well, that's a teacher who's sad.
And I was like, and she then said that she once painted her apartment yellow because she thought it would be bright, but then it just reminded her of piss. And I was like, we're like 14. Can you stop?
Can you stop talking to us? Like, ew.
I also had a Sunday school teacher once who told us that she gave up sex with her husband for Lent.
Well, oh boy, oh boy.
And I was like 10.
Oh my God.
She got in trouble.
I'm sure she got in. That's not, you shouldn't. Wow, that's a lot. I'm excited for fall. I'm excited for sweaters. I'm excited for chill. I'm excited for jackets. I'm excited for Halloween. Do you know what's going to happen to me this Halloween?
What?
I'm fully going to become a witch. First of all, this ring that I'm wearing that Chris can see has a moon on it. I'm telling you, I walked into a store and I said,
you know what that means?
Witch.
You're a warlock.
I'm a fucking warlock. I saw this ring and I said, I've had it in a past life and or it's being called towards me and I have no choice but to buy it.
Was it very expensive?
No, luckily it wasn't.
The way you said it made it sound like it was very expensive.
I think if it had been expensive, I would have known that my past self didn't mean it.
That's fair.
You know, because, but yeah, it was, it, I just really like it. And so in October, I think I'm just going to fully become a witch.
Wow. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. Good luck on your journey.
Thank you.
I am off carbs and dairy.
Hello.
So yes, I'm not eating either of those things.
Yeah.
I'm on day five.
Day five. You're over the hump.
I'm trying to go like 25 days.
Yeah.
Because I have to fit into a tux for a wedding. I'm trying to take a boxing class every day. But every even day? Today, I'm like hurting. Ugh. I took one last night and then one this morning.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I'm going to be fucking snatched as hell.
You're going to be snatched as a...
Can you imagine if I was like, what if I got ripped? What if I was like, had a six pack? Can you imagine?
I can.
I wonder what I would even look like.
I think that...
I don't think my body could physically get to that point.
I don't know if mine could either. My question is, when you see people with a six pack, I'm like, yeah, but are you having fun?
I feel like some of them are.
Some of them are.
The lucky ones.
Yeah, some of them are just like trying to have a six pack. But I just, for me, I'm like, are you having fun? Are you living your best life? You know, if the answer is yes, great. If you're like, if your body's like that, great. If it's not, great. I just like, I can't, I just, when I see somebody with a six pack, I'm like, okay, but are you happy?
Yeah. I don't need a six pack.
That's nice of you.
I don't think I need it, you know?
I don't think you need it.
I've gotten by without it for this long.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fair to the rest of us.
But I do feel like so much better.
It's, yeah, dairy. I mean, I'll speak for myself. Dairy kills me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the dairy or the...
Oh, the gluten?
I mean, I know it's the dairy, but I don't know if it's also because of I'm not eating gluten, but like...
Yeah.
I feel just much more clear-headed.
It's kind of crazy when you think about the fact that America poisons itself with the food that's given to
us.
Like, yeah, it's really like, if you travel in Europe, they're eating real food. Like... your body would even be able to process that. But we have so much like unprocessed shitty food that our bodies are affected in negative ways. Our brains, you know?
It has to be, right? And I'm like, there's so many like areas of the world that that's the only, or areas of the country that that's the only food like available.
Oh my God, yeah. And it's always cheaper.
So, I mean, do I miss potatoes? 100%.
And potatoes will be easy to bring back because also those are like...
But I'm also very... I live for carbs.
Okay. Like bread? What is a carb again?
Yeah. Bread, potato.
Okay.
Any like starch kind of thing.
Okay, like rice.
Rice.
Okay, got it.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anything like that. Pasta.
Pasta, absolutely.
So all of my favorite things.
Yeah.
But... I think I'm through the hard part.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
Yeah. Maybe you don't like, I mean, you can always have some again, but it's like, if you don't feel good after, maybe you don't want it.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I'm like, it tastes amazing.
Right.
I feel like I definitely use food to fill a void, which I mean, I think so many people do, yes. Obviously. But like, I'm like, if I had a boyfriend, I'd be fucking thin as hell. But like, in my head,
yeah.
Because I'm like, I look forward to like,
yeah,
at the end of the night being with
your food. Absolutely. I get it.
So I'm trying to like eat more during the day.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing, was not eating anything during the day.
Oh,
and then
God.
Just like binging a lot at night.
Oh.
And then, so like I'm trying to like eat breakfast and stuff.
Yes, three meals.
This morning I went to the boxing class and then I had turkey bacon with eggs and spinach.
Yum.
And last night I made a little stir fry with chicken and Brussels sprouts and asparagus.
Yum.
And some avocado.
I love that.
And I didn't even use olive oil. I just sprayed the pan.
Damn.
So, you know, she's thriving.
That's amazing.
But anyway, what else is popping?
What else is popping? Gosh, I found a tailor. How about that? Can you believe that? I'll say it again.
Is it hard to find a tailor?
I found, it was for me, a tailor.
What are you
around
getting
the corner
tailored?
From my apartment. I was walking one day outside and I just bought a pair of pants from Zara that I knew were iconic and literally me, but they were too long. And I was like, ugh, it's annoying because like I want to be able to wear them with sneakers. I don't want to have to wear them with heels. And also they're just too long. I know they're too long. What am I going to do? I like to have a tailor, you know, I've never had a tailor. I've never even, in the past, I would just cuff them or something lazy, but I'm like, I'm a different person now and fashion is important to me and I have to have these pants. So I walk in, I see this woman, she's sitting there, she's sewing. And I go in and I go, hello, do you hem pants? And she says, yes, I do. I said, how much to hem a pair of pants? She says, $10. I said, you hold that thought. I come back.
Because it takes about 12 seconds.
Okay, for her.
And me.
Okay, for you. For me, it'll take 17 years. So I come back. She has a little dressing room. I put my pants on so we can both see where the pants hit. We mark it up. I leave. I say, when will the pants be ready? She said, tomorrow. I come back the next day. Chris, my pants are ready to rock.
And do they look good?
Yeah, they look fucking great. I'm iconic in them.
Are you? What do they look like?
They're literally, I'm thinking about wearing them on Friday to your show. Oh. But they're like white with like orange zebra print. Like,
ooh.
They're very fierce.
I love that.
They are fierce.
I'm nervous for the show.
For my pants to be there? Yeah, I would be.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Why are you nervous?
I haven't done a show, obviously, in like a year and a half.
Yeah.
I just like hope. And I think a lot of people are coming that I'm like, a lot of friends are coming.
Yeah.
Which makes me nervous. More nervous than usual. But I think it's just going to be like a big, fun,
it is going
drunken
to be.
Event.
If you went on stage, forgot every word, I'd still be proud of you.
Well, thank you. The good thing is it's lip syncing, but I do feel like, that's one of my best assets is my ability to lip sync flawlessly.
Yeah.
So I'm really trying to learn because the one number is very talk heavy.
Hard. Okay. A lot of talking.
It's a Schitt's Creek mix.
Ooh.
And so there's a lot of talking and a lot of weird talking.
Sure.
Crab. Like how.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see. I think it'll be fun. I'm excited.
It's going to be fun.
But you know what I feel like doing?
Yeah.
Just leaving this world.
Let's get out of this world.
For a moment.
I never wanted to be here in the first place.
And just doing a good old-fashioned Hallmark.
It's time for the Hallmark Movie of the Week.
Okay, do you want me to start?
You start.
Or do you want to start? Okay, picture this.
Okay.
We open on a high-powered...
Okay, phew. I thought she did pot.
A high-powered...
Yeah.
...businesswoman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, she's in advertising.
Of course.
And she is walking to work fast.
Click, click, click of those heels.
The bustling of New York City. But her pants are a little too long.
Too long.
Okay?
Okay.
And we notice the pants.
Sure, they're dragging.
Okay, and they're dragging whatever. She ducks into a building.
Oh my
she
God.
Goes up to her office. She has a presentation.
Oh, gosh.
And she went, she had to get some new pants. And she walks in and she says, is everyone in the conference room already?
Yeah.
And her assistant.
Okay.
Her assistant says, what the fuck are you, what are you wearing?
Okay. Oh, wow. That's a lot of toot from an assistant.
Well, it's they have a good relationship.
Okay, that's nice.
They're more partners.
Yeah, than anything
than
else.
Than he is her assistant.
That makes sense. Is he wearing a cape? What is he even wearing?
her name is Cheryl.
Oh, Cheryl.
Cheryl Moonves.
Moonvest?
Moonves.
I love that.
kind of like the disgraced head of CBS.
Oh my God. Wow.
But there's no family relation.
Thank God.
Cheryl Moonves.
Okay, got it.
And his name.
Yeah.
Is Steve McGillicuddy.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
And so he walks in and he's like, your pants look ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't have time to get them hemmed.
Why did you change out of the dress? I thought the dress was fine.
The dress was fine. But if I hadn't eaten lunch, which I did, and the dress was tight.
Why did you eat lunch? You knew you had a presentation.
I know. But I also know that protein energizes me. So it's like,
oh my God.
It's 3 p.m.
I have a Red Bull.
Okay, well, it doesn't give wings. Me it doesn't give me wings.
It gives me wings.
It gives me gas.
I've been flying around this place.
Okay, but I also think that's because you're doing coke, and I've said
well,
it. Please
that
don't.
Has not been proven.
Well, but it has been seen
from by
somebody.
If it was that bitch Marsha, okay. She offered it to me.
Okay, well, and Marsha, remember, is HR, so that was a plant.
And so they start walking,
they're
right?
Walking
into the conference room, walking, talking.
Walking, talking.
She steps on her pant.
Cheryl, no.
And falls forward,
gosh.
But not like fully, just
okay,
a little
few.
Bit.
Just a little stumble.
Catches herself.
Okay, gosh.
She looks at her assistant. I say, shake it off, time to go in, okay?
I love that.
We go in.
Okay.
And she's there to present a new campaign.
Absolutely.
On Tiger King Season 2.
Oh, wow. Wow, good for her.
Okay, they're doing a new season of Tiger King.
Yeah.
Season 2, and she is she's pitching it. She's pitching for the advertisements.
Yeah.
And they walk in, and then that's when she finds out that because of this documentary, they're going to keep the animals in cages. And she's like, "Well, I don't want to do this if that's the case." Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, "We're only advertising. We really don't have that much to do with the filming of the show." Okay. They're just getting the advertisers in early. She has a hard time accepting that.
Yeah.
Because she's always been a powerful woman.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And they say, "Well, listen, you know what? I just realized we're not in an advertising firm. It's a production company."
Oh, okay.
I made a mistake.
Oh my gosh. So that was a typo. Guys, please.
I was reading it wrong.
Please, please, please disregard. Okay, so we are at a production
company. We're at a production company.
Okay,
phew, she's
I
a
feel
producer.
Better. It makes sense with the cocaine now.
It does.
Okay, good.
Exactly. That was the detail I forgot.
Well, yeah, exactly. Now we're back. We're live on the scene.
We're at a production company.
Okay, perfect.
And they make nature documentaries mostly.
I love that. They're helping animals a lot of times.
They're helping animals, and that's why she says this project just doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right to me.
And they say, "Well, what the fuck else do you want to do?"
Wow. Oh, there's cursing. It's
of
production.
Of course, there's cursing.
Okay,
it's
yeah,
production, and she's a woman. She's being cursed.
She's getting cursed at. It's a room of all men. Got it.
And they're all 20 years her senior. Ugh. And smoking cigarettes.
Yikes.
And she says, "Well, what about my piece on the ostrich farm in Montana?"
What about that piece?
And they say, "We watched the short doc. It was fine, but we're not doing a full thing of that."
God.
And you say, "But I really think if I could get some more time on the ground.
A little more time, a tad more money, you know, maybe we get a bigger crew."
And they say, "Oh my God, okay, you know what?
What?
This is what we'll say. You can go."
Okay.
"Go there."
Okay.
"You have until Christmas."
Oh, okay. Wow. Until Christmas?
Yeah. So that's 3.5 weeks.
That's not bad.
And you have that to get enough footage to prove to us why this could be a feature-length documentary.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Wow.
And why we honestly should even keep you employed, because you're always pitching these harebrained schemes.
Wow. The people I work for, they're not my favorite.
No, but they do have ties to your favorite documentarian. And so you're trying to pay your dues and get to him, even though you're not even sure if it's really what you want anymore.
I don't know if this is what I want.
And
it's really hard to say.
You go, "Okay, well, I guess I'll have to leave today."
Yeah.
"And do you want to take over?"
Yeah. And they're like, "Okay, yeah, we don't know why you're here even now." And I'm like, the tone in this room and just the disrespect is hurtful. And
then they're like, "Do you guys hear something?" And someone's like, "Yeah, I hear a chicken squawking."
Yeah. And so that's rough. And I go to leave. And then, of course, I trip a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's like, God damn it.
What a bad. And I say, "Whoa, what a bad time to trip."
Yeah. And you're like, "Walk it off. Let's hoove it." So I say, let's pack your bags. We're going back to the ostrich farm. And you're like,
me?
Yeah. And I, yeah, you got to come. I'm not going alone.
I have an audition for Camelot tonight.
Okay. Well, I mean, you weren't going to get it anyway, right?
That's fair.
So let's get you on that plane. Let's get you, because I can't go alone. I need someone to hold the camera and to figure this out. And
I go, aren't you going to change those pants? You keep tripping.
I don't think we have time to change pants. My God. Okay. We don't. Let's just get our stuff. Let's go. Let's get out of this office. Get on a plane. We're flying through the air. We land. We're in Montana. And we're in a car going back to the farm. Okay?
And now, I say, what is this fucking piece of shit car?
Yeah, and I say, okay, well, this is my car, okay?
And I kick, I'm like, it's falling apart. And yeah. I keep kicking the door, but stop. It's actually not falling off. But yeah. I just keep saying, it's falling apart.
Yeah, and
I keep
kicking it.
And you're like, it'll fall off if you keep kicking it.
If you say that, then it will fall off. But if you didn't do that, we would have been fine. So we drive up to this ostrich farm, but guess what, Chris?
What?
On the sign to the farm, it now says sold. New owners. And
what?
I didn't see this coming because I thought I was going to go back. I was going to see Talia, who was the owner before.
Persephone, who was working the counter.
Exactly. We had a really great relationship and I was excited to get these birds back on film. But now we get there, it says sold. I go, oh no. We drive up. I'm screaming.
I hope it's not sold to a, because, you know, ostrich is very in right now.
It's very in
but
right
that's,
now.
Is it sold to a sanctuary or is it sold to a factory?
You know, I'm saying, Talia.
You're calling and texting her. The messages aren't sending.
They're not even getting delivered, which is really bad on an iPhone. You know, that's a problem. And then all of a sudden.
And then I go, wait, Cheryl.
Yeah.
The messages aren't sending because we don't have service.
I forgot we're in the middle of nowhere.
I start crying.
Oh, yeah, you're crying. I turn around. All of a sudden, I see this very long shadow and what looks like a little bird butt. And
oh, my God. What is it? Is it an ostrich?
And yeah, so I follow that shadow. Turns out
it looks
the
like
bird
a thin
butt
ostrich?
Is a man. It was a man holding a jacket. It's cold. It's Montana. We're in the middle of December.
Not that cold. He's holding it.
Right. You know, he's but he's hot is
it's
the
a
thing.
Spare.
Well, he's hot. He's rolled his sleeves up. He's been working outside.
Oh,
so I'm assuming this is the owner. Now he stands to sort of come over. And Chris, I know that, you know, birds are territorial. I know mm-hmm. about, you know, the way that they make a call, the mating.
You know everything about ostriches.
I really do.
Famously.
And, you know, they put the chest out, especially.
They puff their chest. That's where that expression comes from.
The puff of the chest. I'm glad you heard it. So, you know.
Which I actually think is true.
I think so, too. And I really know it to be true. So
all birds puff their chest out to attract females.
Exactly.
But
so all of a sudden his chest is puffed out, but also he's.
I say, is that ostrich hot to you?
Hot to me. And I go, I don't think that's an ostrich. I look one more time.
It has to be. Look how tall it is.
Well, he's wearing loafers.
I've never seen an ostrich wear shoes.
That's what I'm saying. Next thing I know, I can see him coming into the light. He's got a really thick, really nice beard. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, my God.
It's a beard, and it's doing its job.
I go, I don't think that's an ostrich.
And I go,
I'm starting to think that's not an ostrich.
I really think that's a man. And then he says, are you guys talking about me? And we're... It was hard to tell how close he was.
Definitely not an ostrich.
He's definitely not.
It was a depth perception because of the height.
The height really got me. And so then he comes over and he shakes our hands, which I thought was really kind of nice. He's got calluses. Strong hands, Ooh. Chris. Strong hands.
I love it. Yeah.
And he says, I'm the new owner. I'm Christopher Crumpus. Christopher Crumpus.
Chris Crumpus.
Chris Crumpus. And
I say, are you... Is that like a Santa? What isn't Krampus the bad Santa?
And he says it's neither here nor there.
That
it's been
name's haunted me for years.
Didn't know that. So he says I just bought the ostrich farm.
And I say, oh, so this is the guy who's making all those handbags and jackets.
Oh wow! And I go,
big strong man.
Good for you. You can pick on a bird.
You can choke out an ostrich.
Yeah. So you pick on someone your own size.
Their necks are about as thick as my wrist.
Yeah, exactly. And even that you couldn't break. I think he probably could just because his hands are very strong. But
yeah.
Regardless, it's not a company. She goes, I'm not breaking their necks, and I'm not sure as hell not selling their
feathers.
What I am doing is I am turning it into a petting zoo.
With ostriches? They're very violent.
A zoo?
A zoo? Oh, so we're going to take whales from the ocean and depress them?
Oh, we're going to depress these birds more than they are
now. I'm sure an orca loves the Montana winters. Yeah.
Who wouldn't? An orca.
Lock up a tiger. Oh, a lion. Sorry, Mr. Lion. You can't hunt your gazelle on the African plains anymore. You have to be locked up in a deciduous forest environment.
Exactly. Oh, he loves it. Look at all the grass. Oh, he loves it.
Oh, he likes sand, you said?
Yeah. Is that weed grass? Because if it's not, he won't be happy.
He loves weed. Yeah, famously. This lion.
A lot of lions, especially when they're depressed, like a little puff, puff, pass.
And
you know
he
what
like
I'm
starts
saying?
Giggling a little.
Yeah, he thinks it's funny. And honestly, we don't even know how we got
but
on such a rampage.
But we also see the laughs and we keep going because I'm like, it's just, we love an audience is
we
the thing.
We do love an audience.
About us. So I'm like, oh, okay. So you're going to go in there with a fucking net and March the Penguin style and scoop up as many moms without their babies as you can.
Hey, I got an egg you can crack. And it's not an ostrich egg, okay? And they're not mine because mine are being frozen because I am past my prime and I don't know what's going to happen with me and kids.
And
I'm
I say you're
you
going off the
up.
Rails a little.
I don't know how we got here. I'm sorry. I'll reel it back in. He goes, I'm going to stop you there. First of all, are you the performers? And we go, and he goes, for the grand opening, I've hired two prov people. Two people to do two prov.
I say, sorry. You, for the grand opening of your petting zoo, you hired a two-person improv troupe.
Yeah.
To perform improvisational comedy?
He said, I did. And I ordered a duet. And I ordered a terrible twosome.
What?
He says, well, ostriches, as you know, are passionate about their lovers. And they travel in groups of two.
Is that true?
Yes, I know a lot about ostriches. And so we didn't know that. And you actually say, is that true?
I say, I don't know that that's the case.
And he says, well, that's what we're selling here in Montana.
I'm not even sure where ostriches live wild.
Well, they live somewhere.
Where?
Wild.
Could you tell me where?
Well, one place they live in is Montana. Another place...
Not behind bars, though.
Well, the ones who went to prison. So there is a fun rapport, which is nice.
Yeah.
And as we're confused, all of a sudden these two sort of skinny white dudes pop out of a car. And they're like, we're the improv team. And we're like, that's right.
That's it.
You know, and they both, not attractive, kind of short, no, just kind of dopey.
I say,
dudes.
Those are two ugly men.
Yeah.
But and they can hear us. And all they say is, we can hear you. Yeah. And we say, we're so sorry.
We're the duet.
We just hate, everything you stand
everything
for.
Everything you stand for and do.
And also your outfits.
And they understand. And that's what's nice, is there is an understanding there. All of a sudden, another car pulls up, and it's the singing duo. And the reason we know that is that one man is wearing a cape, and the woman is wearing a sparkle dress.
And I say, they look stunning. I mean, their fashion is unparalleled.
Unparalleled.
But hate them.
I hate them. There's a sort of tude to it. But at the same time, there's a man in the back seat, and he's wearing all black, and he's got little glasses on. I almost missed him. So did you. And... the only reason I saw him...
Do you see that cartoon villain in the back seat?
Yeah, what is he doing?
I have no fucking idea.
He's like, he's so quiet. And the guy in the cape who's loud, obnoxious, we don't like him. He says, where do we put our stuff? And oh, our lighting guy's in the back.
Can you quiet down, faggot?
Yeah. Who is the lighting guy he's speaking of?
Oh.
In the back. And
I say, I hate to give them a compliment because they're so... abhorrent, yeah. But bringing your own lighting team, that's pretty.
That's when you've reached
that's
the peak.
Epic, yeah.
That's epic, and I am impressed by that. And the lighting guy, he gets out of the car. Chris, I'm taken aback.
Why?
Because the car is a Jeep, and it's tall. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody else got out of the car. They stepped down. This man saunters forward.
But he was so small in the car.
Well, that's the thing. He was sitting in the car. He stands up. He's sauntering. He's the car is... If the car, let's pretend the car clears 6'2",
That's a very tall car.
Exactly. So it's more 5'8".
It's on a lift.
It's on a lift, so it is 6'2".
It's got big wheels. We're in Montana.
Exactly.
So it honestly is not far-fetched from Montana.
No, and everyone's got something to prove. And remember, the guy with the cape has the car. So he gets out with a 6'2", the car. It is
impressive that the man in a cape is driving a 6'2" Jeep with monster truck wheels on it.
Again, something to prove. So he gets out, and his eyes are even with the top of the car. This puts him at like six.
Well, that's
six,
a very tall man.
6'2", 6'3"-ish. The car might be 6'1".
Wow. A lighting guy? Being 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah. And
I guess he couldn't do it in sound because the boom was too high.
Exactly. And he's wearing all black. He's got dark hair. He's got an adorable little beard. He's got those round glasses. He's got the presence of that, almost of a whisper. You know, you see him and then you don't. And you see him again and then you don't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He loves to point a spotlight. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Is he... Now, is the owner of the ostrich farm heterosexual?
He actually, surprisingly, as much as he reads the other way, he is heterosexual and he is married to the woman. Now, do I think that's true?
He's married to the woman.
There could be something happening behind closed doors.
What woman?
The woman in the duet, the woman in the sparkle sequence.
Who were you talking about?
The two people in the car?
Is the man who owns the ostrich farm.
He's different. That's Christopher.
But is he a heterosexual man?
Yeah, he's hetero.
See, that was our confusion.
Yeah, I see the confusion. Because what I was saying is the
heterosexual is unusually wispy. Oh my God. Winnie's obsessed with me.
Yeah, Winnie's kind of on the attack. Maybe you have a certain je ne sais quoi.
The cats really do. If they love it.
They love it. They love that you don't love it.
I know. And it's not a thing. It's just that I'll have an allergy attack.
No, of course. And she knows that. That's why she's doing it. So anyhow, but the guy in the back, the lighting guy, who the guy with the cape called faggot, is indeed gay.
Well, see, we're crossing our boundaries here because I called the guy in the cape a faggot.
Who? Steve? Steven?
Steven called the guy in the cape a faggot. There's a lot of characters, moving pieces here.
Oh, okay. So actually, the guy in the cape didn't call the lighting guy that.
No.
Okay, so guys, this is us figuring out the script. Hold on. Sorry, the script is confusing on this one,
this
and some
Jesse
of the words are different. What? Hey. So, okay, great. Why don't you
I'm
take over?
Tell you what
Why
happened
don't you clarify
here. I'm
and
gonna
take
give
over.
You guys a peek behind the curtains. I thought when Jesse described the owner of the ostrich farm.
Yeah.
That he was my love interest because you described him as tall and thin and like wasp, like weight, like.
No, that was the lighting guy that was thin.
No, you also described.
My guy had strong hands.
I want my guy to have strong hands.
Sorry.
What do you think I want? Some little weak ass bitch?
Oh my God. No, never. I would never say that. Yeah,
I thought you were describing like. Okay, Draco, you know what? Malfoy in the backseat.
Okay, you know what? I'll take the lighting guy.
I'll take the lighting guy. No, I just want to be clear on his description.
Okay.
Because I thought you were describing Snape from Harry Potter.
Who said blonde?
Snape isn't blonde.
Oh, beard? Glasses?
Evil looking. You said he was wearing all black and had black hair and was
Oh, techie. He's techie vibes.
Oh, he's like backstage. See, yes. When you said wearing all black, I pictured like gothic.
Oh, a cape. Oh, and like the
Like I
pants.
Pictured like a vampire.
Wow. Well, okay. So that's...
But you were describing like backstage crew.
Yeah, like a hot guy wearing black pants and a black shirt.
Okay, got it.
Got it. So which one do you want?
I can take the guy that was allotted to me, the back
okay.
seat.
There you go.
Lighting guy.
All right. And now you're taking over.
Okay. Where are we?
Amazing. Okay. So
we're now here. There's two improvisers that we're being rude to and two singers and their lighting guy.
Absolutely.
And as I'm looking at the lighting guy and I'm thinking he's pretty attractive.
That's what I thought.
And I'm like,
too.
He's kind of hot, which you don't see a lot.
In the backseat of a car.
In the backseat of a car. You usually see the hot guy driving.
I know, that's the thing.
I hear a sound, and it's I hear a sound, and then all of a sudden we hear screaming.
No.
And the guy in the cape stepped in a bear trap by accident.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And his leg is
No.
Caught, and he's obviously freaking out.
Of course.
And he's yelling and he's yelling. And that's when the owner of the ostrich farm, Chris, comes running out and he says, that's really serious. I don't know how that got there.
A bear trap on an ostrich farm.
And I'm like, a bear trap on an ostrich farm? Which actually in Montana they probably would have.
Oh, okay.
Because the bears would
eat the ostriches?
Eat the ostriches.
Oh my God.
And so I'm sure actually that they would have some kind of system to keep bears away.
You have to.
Or they kill the bear.
Okay.
So the thing is, he wasn't in the farm yet.
No.
Obviously, he got out of the car and he was perusing around the perimeter
as
of the fence.
Yeah.
To see the ostriches.
Right.
And stepped on the bear trap. And he starts freaking out immediately, obviously.
Yeah.
And he says, I need to go to the hospital. And his wife, he also... It's insane. We keep thinking they're husband and wife.
I know.
Someone has to tell her.
I think so.
And they're like, we have to go to the hospital. And Chris is like, what are we going to do? Improvisers quit because they...
Of what we said?
Because what we said. Oh, they decided to go back to get their masters.
That was smart of them. I am happy we helped change their life.
And I say, I'm sad for you, but I am happy for them.
Yeah, me too.
They could have had a much darker ending.
It really could have been darker.
To their life. And he says, okay, well, now I have no performers.
Sure.
And the lighting guy is standing there and he's like, he doesn't say it because he's not that type of person.
So shy, yeah.
But his face says, I can't believe I had to lug all my lighting equipment here.
Oh my God, of course.
And that's when I say,
yeah.
Well, I don't know that I want to say it. That's what happens in the movie. I say, well, I, and I stop.
Yeah.
And then you say,
what were you gonna say?
And then
and
then the guy in the cape looks at me and he's like, you look exactly like me. And I say, that's fucking offensive. Even though we do look exactly alike.
Yeah, no, you're both attractive too.
And he says, can you sing? And I say,
define singing.
Barely.
Yeah, I can keep a tune.
And then that's when Chris says, well, I know you can sing to you.
Wow.
And you say, how do you know that?
How did you?
And he goes, I heard you sing in the shower every day. And you say, okay, rut-row, because I just got here today.
Yeah.
And he's like, you've been to this farm before.
Okay, he's right. He was here when Talia was
and
here.
And you're like, wait.
Wait a sec.
And he's like, I worked as a maintenance guy, and our rooms were next to each other at the inn.
Oh, my God.
And you go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And he goes, yeah, no, I thought you were so beautiful. Like, I remembered you. And you were like, oh, my God, I can't believe we never talked. And he was like, well, we did once, and you were blackout drunk.
Oh, Jesus.
And you go, that was the night
Christ.
I went out to the bars in town with Talia.
That was the night we went out, and I just found out my eggs were not frozen.
And that it was that you couldn't do it yourself.
Yeah.
In the freezer at home.
So that was a heartbreaking night for me.
And he goes, yeah, no, you told me about it that night.
Okay, good.
And you're like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
God, that's embarrassing, yeah.
And then I say, wait, but he said you can sing.
That's true.
And then I say, I don't know, I really can't sing, but maybe I could try.
Everyone's taken aback. And the lighting guy is like,
what that was so good.
Fuck, that was so good.
That was amazing.
And I'm like, I have a soft pitch. Why don't?
And then the guy on the other, the one with the cake goes, wait, I have an amazing idea, and cuts you off and pushes you at
That's
the same
so
time.
That's so typical. Okay.
Because it's very typical him.
Absolutely.
And he says, why don't you two B-list us? Take over.
B-list, yeah.
And we say B-list.
B-list my ass.
And I kick him in the
Good
bear trap.
Good for you. Yeah, kick him back in the bear trap.
And I say, oops.
Yeah, my bad.
Big feet.
Big feet. Little regret. So, okay, love that. So then he's back. So we're like, yeah, okay, I guess we can do it. And I say, under one condition, we need to finish this documentary about ostriches. And it's important that we start tomorrow. So we'll do the show tonight.
And he says, but the last time you were here to do the documentary, the ostriches were so stressed out for like weeks after.
Are they on any sort of anti-anxiety?
No.
Okay.
They're ostriches.
Oh, got it.
Can we put them on any kind of anti-anxiety?
No, they're ostriches.
They make ostrich.
Oh, okay.
Xanax. They must.
Well, the thing is, this is sort of career breaking almost for me.
And he's like, ugh.
Yeah, well, no one feels good about it. Myself.
Let me sleep on it.
Okay, but I was going to sing tonight, so I can't agree to sing until you tell me if I can film them.
And he's like, I guess. And it's against his better judgment.
I guess so, yeah. He doesn't seem thrilled, but guess what?
But he wants to please you.
Yeah, which I appreciate.
And then the lighting guy's like, well, I guess I'll just stay.
Yeah, he's like, I'm already here and I'll get paid, right? And the guy's like, of course. He's like, all right, let's get to the
and
barn.
And then Chris is like, but...
Yeah.
Weren't you going to share a room with the other guy in the cave?
Oh, yeah. Wait, weren't you guys going to share a room?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I could stay on the floor in the living room. And then you look at me and you're like, don't you have a California king in your room?
Am I wrong to say you had the big bed?
It's a Texas king, but yeah.
Okay, so it's big, though.
It's pretty big.
Like, big enough to...
Oh. Well, I'm sure he wouldn't want to sleep in bed with a gay guy.
And then he's like, why? I'm gay.
Oh.
And I go, row, row.
And I'm like, well, we can figure it out. It's a huge bed. We probably won't even notice each other.
You probably won't even touch if the bed's so big and everybody has a small ego. So...
Yeah. And what's your ego size?
Are you a top ego or a bottom ego?
And he's like, and I'm like, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. Say top.
And there's like an awkward, and there's like an awkward moment. And then he's like, okay, so,
yeah.
And we're like, okay, so we're going to film tomorrow.
We're filming tomorrow. We'll sing tonight. We'll sing tonight. The lighting guy's like, let's actually go to the barn now if we could, so we could just practice the lighting and the movements. P.S. What are you guys singing? I'm like, oh, God, what are we singing?
My God.
Gosh, what do I know? What do I know?
What do I know? What do I know?
What do I know to be true?
Looking through the Rolodex.
There's so many songs.
The sun will come out tomorrow. That's your bottom dollar.
Yeah, we could do that.
Tomorrow.
They'll
be sun.
Just thinking about
tomorrow.
Clears away the cobwebs
and the sorrow.
Till there's
none.
Ooh, and I'm stuck with a day that's gloomy.
I forget the rest.
And lonely. I just stick out my neck and pack and sail
to.
That was an ostrich reference.
Tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, it's only a day.
So,
and he's like,
I wasn't set up.
This isn't the show. And we go, oh, shit.
Oh, gosh.
Well, we'll just do exactly that.
We'll do
that.
What we did. Will you be able to just follow us in the lighting, the crosses we did, and the twirls?
He was like, I didn't expect the dances to be so heavy and perfectly synchronized.
The lift, I'm surprised we nailed.
I know, because I'm so heavy.
And I'm singing.
But you got me.
I got you.
And so. He's like, wow. And then we look, and Chris has a tear in his eye.
Stop.
And he says, that was so beautiful. And oh, I say, God. Thank you. And he goes, wait, were you there too?
Oh, wow.
And I go, wow.
Yeah.
He really only has eyes for you.
Oh, my God. And I'm so
And
touched.
He's like, can I take you out to dinner
tonight?
Before the show?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Of course. I'm actually off dairy right now. I don't know if that's a problem.
I'm off dairy too. I'm allergic.
Oh, my God.
It gives me diarrhea.
It's bad for my, yeah.
So you guys go to dinner.
Okay, where are we going to dinner?
We don't actually see the conversations and stuff, but it's like a nice little Powwow. You're having fun. Things are getting flirty. We're moving on to dessert. We're walking around the small town. Yeah, we're in the car on the way home. You're now back. You're against the fence. There's an ostrich.
Oh my God.
You're wearing a hat. It's very cold, as I mentioned. All of a sudden, an ostrich comes down, scoops up, takes your hat. It's very comical.
Okay, that's really funny. And also, thank God, I'm okay.
And you go, oh my God. And he's like, oh, that's just Ruth Ann. She loves hats.
Oh my God.
And you go, oh, I love that.
I love that.
And then
Ruth
he
Ann.
Takes his hat off and he puts it on your head.
Shut up.
And he says, don't stretch it out. No, I'm just kidding. He says, I hope it's not too big on your tiny little head.
That's sweet of him to say.
And
it is. It goes almost over my eyes, you know? I can't see. I don't know where I am anymore.
And then he's adjusting your hat.
Oh my God, that's close.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's really close.
And so he says, what happens tomorrow?
It's a great question. What happens?
It's a reference to the song.
Wow.
And you go, wait, what? He goes, it's a reference to the song.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, I'm so silly.
I didn't get it. I was.
And he goes, you're almost as silly as you are beautiful. And then he kisses you.
Oh my God. Holding the hat.
Holding the hat. And like he picks you up because he's so tall.
Shut up.
In like a bear hug.
I love that.
And then when he does give you a bear hug, you remember that there are bear traps around and potential bears. So you're like, ooh, careful.
Garrett, please be careful.
And then he goes, oh, we should go inside. And he carries you inside.
Oh my God. Thank God. And then we flash to your bedroom with the lighting guy who's like, he's putting stuff away in the closet and you're sort of just lounging on the bed like reading a magazine and you're like, how long is this gonna take? Just wondering, because I would love to do lights out.
I can't hear the TV. Yeah, I can't
hear the TV. With your clanking around. And he's like, okay, just want to make sure I'm set up for the show tonight. And you're like, okay, well, in order for me to get in the zone, I have to be able to hear the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and right now Erica Jane's getting cut off with
and
a
I can't
clank.
Hear it. Ironically, she's having a difficult time with production right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And as well as am I.
So it is to contango. And he's like, oh, I love this show.
You do?
He's like, yeah, I really like it. One of my friends does the lighting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I could take a little break right now and watch. I didn't realize you needed silence.
Oh, no, I don't need it. I just
prefer it.
Sorry, I'm such a dick.
No, you're not.
Do you? And before I can even finish the sentence, yeah. His tongue is halfway down to my body.
And you're like, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm very into it.
You're into it. And
I ironically lay on the remote as he tosses me like a rag doll.
Absolutely.
And it turns up the volume super loud. So we're making out to Erica Jane crying.
Sobbing.
Which is like funny, but weird also.
Yeah, but comforting at the same time.
It feels nice.
I like it. Next thing we know, it's 8 p.m. and a bunch of people are going into the barn. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're in the middle of a tussle. And I just got carried inside. And then we're all like, wait a sec.
And also, I'm like, wait. Yeah, wait, you go. Sorry.
Wait a sec. The show.
Fuck, we have to go.
We have to go.
And so we put on and you're like, I don't have anything good to wear.
Yeah.
And you put on these pants, but they're way too long. And I'm like, you can't wear those. Those are way too long. And Chris says, give me your pants. And you say, a little forward, don't you think, mister?
Gosh.
And he's like, no, I mean to hem them.
No.
And you go, you don't know how to hem pants. He goes, I do. I had to learn. We had to hem our own clothes growing up. There's no tailors in Montana. And you're like, okay, hold on. You go in your room, change. It takes you 45 minutes because you have to put on something else cute while you...
And I can't go...
And he's still waiting and he hems them in like 20 seconds and hands them back to you. And he was like, I'm surprised these even fit because they're only a size extra small.
I know. It's really incredible that anything fits. But I'm like, wow,
I'm swimming
you.
In them, but I wear a belt.
I wear a belt. See, it's the only thing I can do. So he gives them to me and he sort of like makes sure they fit by like touching on the belt loops. He's like, you know, and I'm getting way too turned on, you know.
Yeah, and I'm watching from the hallway and I'm like, and then I push the lighting guy back in the room. We do it again.
Now that we're all done, my pants are soaking, but we're back out there and we're ready to perform.
And I go, what fell on, what is slippery on this floor?
Yeah, and I'm like, shut up.
We go out, we do the show, it's a kick, it's a hit.
It's a real hit. The lift goes seamlessly.
Everything goes, but then we get back, we're done.
Yeah.
And you have a voicemail from our boss being like, where's the footage? We want it. Or you're fired. We want to do this ostrich documentary now.
You know what? This boss, he's on my last nerve.
He goes, turns out we can't film Tiger King 2.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. Get it to us now. And you're like, oh, this guy.
It's the worst.
And so the next morning, we're getting ready for the show, right? We're getting the lighting.
We're doing the show again.
Not the show. We're getting ready to film.
The filming. Absolutely.
Ironically, the lighting guy agrees to be our lighting guy.
Which is very convenient. He had some sort of incentive.
Yeah. Well, he was also going to go home with the people he came with.
Sure.
And now he can't. And we're like, well,
if you want a little extra cash.
Yeah. Well, we can't pay you, but we'll give you college credit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we're getting ready. And you're getting ready. And Chris is nervous. You can tell he's a little bit nervous.
No.
And the boss keeps calling and texting and calling and texting. And you're standing there. You're ready to film. The ostriches are getting nervous.
Oh, no. And everyone's anxious.
I'm like, everyone's anxious. And you're like, I'm not anxious. You take out your phone to answer a text.
Okay.
And you accidentally, Ruth Ann comes over and picks it up.
No. The bird.
The bird.
The bird is back.
The bird's back.
Takes we're my phone. This bitch is kind of out for
she
me
loves
at
stealing
this point.
Stuff.
Jeez Louise.
And I'm like, everyone's nervous, whatever, whatever. But then Ruth Ann drops it right at your feet.
Stop.
And you just see it keep lighting up, keep lighting up, keep lighting up. You look back at Chris. He's nervous. He's shifty. Okay.
God.
You look at me. I'm nervous and shifty because the sound guy's there.
Yeah. And there is
and
a little tension.
The sound guy's nervous and shifty because
you're there.
I might be pregnant.
Great.
And so we're standing there and then you look at the phone again and then you look up at Ruth Ann and you say, you know what, Ruth Ann?
Oh my God.
Have at. And she pecks it into a million pieces.
Wow.
Do you want to take it home?
Yeah. And Chris is like, what's happening? I say, I'm going to tell you what's happening. I don't want to be a producer. I don't want to be doing a documentary for these lunatic losers. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it my way. And
that requires gaining the ostrich's trust.
Yeah. And so Ruth Ann and I now understand each other. And Ruth Ann, at that moment, the moment I say that, my hat's back on my head.
Oh my
God.
She
gave the hat back.
And you say, no, you keep it. And then we see an ostrich wearing a hat.
Yeah. That's how the film starts. We now cut to the premiere, okay, of the film with Ruth Ann running through a field with the hat on, okay? And we see Chris being like, come on,
Ruth Ann. And another ostrich is wearing a cape.
Yeah. Come on, Ruth Ann, come on. And, you know, Ruth Ann is a spectacle. We learn about her life, her upbringing, how she is, you know, she really loves to be with humans. Chris is, you know, her human, if you will. And everyone in the theater is sobbing, sobbing.
Everyone sobs. We pan out and Ruth Ann is in the theater.
Yes.
Wearing a tuxedo.
Eating popcorn,
enjoying the movie.
Yeah.
And we're at Cannes Film Festival.
Yes.
And Martin Scorsese comes up. And I'm obviously there as well.
Yeah.
With my husband. We're wearing wedding rings.
Yes.
And
your husband, who is the lighting.
The lighting guy.
Absolutely.
And Scorsese comes up to you and he says, what a beautiful documentary.
Yeah.
I want you to work for me
doing
documentaries around the world on animals. And you look at Ruth Ann.
Yeah.
And you look at Chris.
Yeah.
And you look at me and you say, you know what, Martin? Thanks.
Thanks.
But no thanks.
Not for me.
I have to go home.
Yeah.
And then you turn to Chris and you say, let's go to Montana. And then Ruth Ann... And we look, and Ruth Ann did leave with Scorsese. She took the bait, and she did go.
But good for her. Get it, girl.
Yeah, she's still in Hollywood.
Yeah, homegirl's got some good eggs. Talk about fertilized eggs.
And we do. The film does end with a reel of Ruth Ann in a bunch of different Hollywood movies.
Absolutely. She does become a star, which is we all were rooting for from the get. And the movie is called...
Putting Your Neck Out for Love.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. What a film.
What a film.
I love that.
That was so... And the role of Ruth Ann was actually played by Meryl Streep.
Which is incredible that she was able to to do that.
To do it. But she can.
She can. She, only she could.
Oh, guys. We fucking love you.
We fucking okay, love
we live
you.
For you.
Yeah, we do.
Obviously, if you want more episodes, go to patreon.com/middlechildren.
Yes.
You know, join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook.
Yes.
The whole nine yards. But do until it. Next time. Oh, and rate, review, and subscribe.
What are you crazy?
But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.